Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Well, here I am again with a slew of imponderables for you to ponder and to pleasantly distract you while you boil your water. And guess who's back? Mark Auerbach himself, a little bit later in the program. Over at American International College, they're celebrating an episode of the Amazon Prime Video series, The College Tour, with a red carpet premiere at the Griswold Theater for the Performing Arts during the college's Homecoming 2023, Friday, September 22, and it starts at 6 p.m. The College Tour television show, highlighting colleges across the nation, visited Springfield in the spring of 2023 to produce an episode focusing on AIC, and the program consists of 10 segments in which AIC students showcase their stories with award-winning producers and share their personal connections to the college. So the community is invited to attend the campus premiere of this half-hour program as part of AIC Homecoming Weekend, and attendees will have the opportunity to walk the red carpet to the theater, indulge in concessions, meet the student cast members, get some insight into how this project came to campus, and be among the first to view the episode on the big screen. And those featured in this episode include several students from Springfield who discuss unique aspects of their college journeys. Rose McCaffrey, AIC Career Readiness. Ariana James, Life on Campus. Sania Stewart, Sense of Belonging at AIC. Isaiah Longs, Academic Success. And Janellis Rodriguez, Postgraduate Health Sciences. The AIC screening of the college tour and red carpet premiere reception are free, and they're open to the public. Your friends at Dakin Humane Society will be reducing adoption fees for all animals by 50% through September 30 as part of its Summer of Love adoption event. And the pets whose fees are eligible for this discount include cats and dogs and variety of other animals, including guinea pigs, rabbits, ferrets, hamsters, birds, mice, gerbils, rats, oh my, and more. Pet adoption fees, as listed on Dakin's website, will be cut in half through September 30, and Dakin is open for adopters to visit Tuesdays through Saturdays from 12:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Great opportunity to adopt a little critter. If you've been thinking about doing so, save a little money. Friday last, at 10:21 p.m., the East Longmeadow Police responded to Shaker Bowl at 168 Shaker Road for a report of multiple people fighting inside. Officer Zachary Paremba was the first officer to arrive on the scene, and he described it in his report as, quote, absolute chaos, unquote, with 10 to 15 people actively fighting, chairs and bowling balls flying through the air in all directions. Officer Paremba was forced to quickly restrain and handcuff two different females who he saw raising bowling balls over their heads to throw at others. Officer Nicholas Otteson arrived on scene shortly after and detained another female who witnesses described as being an active aggressor in the fight. The Longmeadow Police Department also responded. They got into the act, as did the East Longmeadow Fire Department and ambulances to evaluate multiple people for injuries. Ultimately, there were no serious injuries found to any of the participants, though some sustained minor wounds. All arrested parties will be arraigned in Palmer District Court at a future date. And our gratitude to the authorities, the Springfield Police Department, and the East Longmeadow Police Department for picking up the spare. Want to run in the Boston Marathon? The Boston Athletic Association, celebrating the 128th running of the Boston Marathon, presented by Bank of America, Monday, April 15, 2024. Qualifier registration opened up on Monday the 11th at 10 a.m. and will close on Friday the 15th at 5 p.m. Registration will take place entirely within the BAA's online platform. All applications and qualifying time submitted between the 11th and the 15th will be verified and ranked by the BAA based on the amount of time an athlete has run under their respective qualifying standard. Registration from September 11th through the 15th will not be first come, first served. Applicants will be notified of acceptance or non-acceptance once the BAA has verified all qualifying times and applications. On September 14th at 11 a.m., City Hall's Flag Plaza will host a flag-raising ceremony to increase public awareness about hydrocephalus A, chronic neurological condition affecting over 1 million people in the United States. This ceremonial flag-raising serves as a beacon of hope and solidarity for those living with hydrocephalus, and it aims to educate the public, increase awareness, and drive support for more research and advancements in treatment. The details are simple. September 14, 11 a.m., and that's at City Hall Flag Plaza. Holyoke Community College launching a series of wine tasting classes this month for would-be connoisseurs who want to explore the vast complexities of wine while sampling select foods. So, September 28th, the classes will start meeting monthly on Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m. at the HCCMGM Culinary Arts Institute, 164 Race Street. All are taught by gastronomy professional Hannah Morrow, a travel food educator and cheese specialist at Formaggio Kitchen in Boston. The cost for each session is $59, and the seats are limited. You can have a specialist in anything, so why not the cheese specialist? Dairy Queen, the Big DQ, celebrating its new fall menu with a special deal. It started Monday on the 11th, right on through the 24th. They're going to offer small blizzards for 85 cents through the DQ app at participating locations. All Blizzard flavors are included in the promotion, including Dairy Queen's 7 fall flavors, pumpkin pie, snickerdoodle cookie dough, caramel fudge cheesecake, Oreo hot cocoa, Reese's peanut butter cup pie, choco dip strawberry, and the all-new Royal Reese's Fluffer Nutter. Now, the fall menu Blizzards debuted at the end of August. A final thought is on the way, but first, we are very happy to welcome our Arts Beat warrior, Mark Auerbach, back to the fold here in his return to Pioneer Valley Radio. Now, Mark took some time off to resolve some health issues, which I am very happy to say he has, in fact, done. And here he is.
On today's Arts Beat, there are major premieres on various stages. Lunar Eclipse, Donald Margulies' new play, has its world premiere at Shakespeare and Company through October 22nd, William Warwick directs, and Karen Allen and Reed Burney co-star. Margulies, author of Dinner with Friends, Time Stands Still, and Collected Stories, tells the story of a couple who review their lives while watching an eclipse. For details, shakespeare.org. The 12, a new musical by Robert Schenken and Neil Berg, premiered at Goodspeed Musicals running through October 29th. Set in Jerusalem, 12 disciples come together to create one of the most powerful movements ever known. Innovative director John Doyle directs and designs the production, which includes Itai Benson from Broadway's The Band's Visit and Mel Johnson Jr. from Broadway's Kiss Me, Kate. For details, goodspeed.org. And in theater news, the Majestic Theater opens its new season with Bright Star, the Steve Martin Edie Brickell musical about love and redemption set in the 1920s and 40s, American South. The score has a bluegrass theme, and performances run through October 15th. Jack Neary's Moon Glow, Oscar Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest, Danny Eaton's new play The Lady Slipper, and the Broadway hit The Play That Goes Wrong complete the season. For details, MajesticTheater.com. Chester Theater's production of Peter Sinatrix, The Meeting of a Great Moment, is moving off-Broadway for its New York debut through October 29th. James Barry directs the production at Urban Stages. For details, urbanstages.org. and Aaron Tveit, the Tony Award winner for his performance in Broadway's Moulin Rouge and star of Barrington Stage's acclaimed production of Sondheim's Company, plus the star of Schmigadoon, comes to the Bushnell in concert November 8th. Tickets are now available. For details, bushnell.org. On the music scene, Tian Hui Eng, maestro of the Pioneer Valley Symphony and Mount Holyoke College Orchestras, conducts the world premiere of Whitesnake Project's Monkey, a Kung Fu Puppet Parable. Jorge Sosa is the composer, and Cherise Lynn Jacobs is creator and lyricist. Performances are September 22nd through 24th at Emerson Paramount Theater Center in Boston. For details, whitesnakeprojects.org. Classical music lovers, take note. New England Public Media has moved classical music programming to its secondary channel and turned its flagship Signal into an all-news format. The classical music programming will be enhanced. For details, nepm.org. And Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the popular NPR show that sells out at Tanglewood every summer, comes to the Bushnell for one performance October 19th. Host Peter Sagal and official judge Bill Kugers lead panelists, journalists, celebrity guests, and weekly contestants through the week's news. The show is celebrating its 25th anniversary, and for tickets, bushnell.org. Mwanga William, a Uganda-born Brattleboro-based painter and sculptor, exhibits his work in the gallery at the Rhodes Art Center at Northfield Mount Hermon through October 6th. Willem is the assistant rowing coach at the Putney School and the former head coach of the Ugandan national rowing team. For details, nehschool.org. And for Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Good to have you back, Mark. Well, it's the third largest Powerball jackpot of the year. These jackpots are getting insane, too, aren't they? The drawing will be held Wednesday night for a jackpot worth an estimated $550 million with a cash value of $266 million if the winner opts for a lump sum payment. We're talking Jed Clampett money. No one won the $522 million jackpot on Monday night, for which the winning numbers were 9, 25, 27, 53, 66, and the last jackpot winner from California hit a big one July 19 for $1.8 billion, the third largest Powerball jackpot ever won. You should buy your ticket. You know, what are the odds? Well, they're 1 in 292.2 million, but that shouldn't dissuade you. A ticket sold in Michigan won $5 million. Thank you, my very dear friends, for listening to and continuing to support Pioneer Valley Radio and this program, where we are all about Western Mass. You have a wonderful time, a great day and night. Stay safe, stay healthy, and meet me here again for our next program. And I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.